After a long day, on to item 14. 14A is staff reports. Is Tim Price on the line, or did we lose him after that?
He's there and we're moving him over so he can talk to you.
Somebody's waking him up.
Tim, welcome. We're at staff comments, staff reports. And you're muted.
There we go. Thank you for sticking with me here over the course of the day. Quick update for the trustees on a organizational change at Pureford, one of our international equity managers. We had an announcement on Monday that their parent company, the Bank of Montreal, is selling all its European, Middle East, and Africa asset management businesses to Ameriprise. So it's very early days on this announcement. What we've been assured is that the Pureford team is going to remain together, but there's no details on compensation packages or retention packages at this point. The other area of concern for us is we're actually invested in a BMO commingled fund with Pureford as a sub-advisor. So there's some question as to how those things transfer. So more questions than answers at this point, but this is something we expect to be back in front of the board with, either in terms of there's been a satisfactory resolution or we may need to make some adjustments here. But just to give a heads up to the trustees at this point.
Thank you, Tim. Anyone have any questions for Tim? Doesn't look like it. Thanks, Tim. And Gail.
Yes, I just wanted to mention with the board chair announcing his retirement at the last board meeting, I just wanted to congratulate him on his retirement and let him know that Sisera staff is here to support him through this retirement process, as we do all of our members. I also wanted to thank you for your support of Sisera and your service on the board over these last number of years. Very much appreciated. So I wanted to comment on that.
Thank you, Gail. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we do not have any outside professionals report. So on to trustee comments.
I'd like to, this is in all seriousness, Gail, I think you have to be aware and somehow alert vendors when they're making presentations that that is about the quickest way to talk themselves out of a sale. They're enthusiastic about the product. I get it. But they need to know their audience. In all the years I did public speaking, it was the key thing I told myself and other people's, know your audience. And they were presenting a presentation that should be to end users, and that's fine. And he knows his stuff. He clearly knows his stuff. The product is attractive, but that presentation was deadly, just deadly. And somebody's got to alert them what the group, what the nature of the group is, and maybe make a separate presentation for Dave. And just, so he can get all the details. That's just, I'm sorry, that was overwhelming.
We're giving him a time limit.
I liked it, Gail. I thought he was good.
Well, he clearly knows his stuff, but holy mackerel. That's just, it's not effective. Not when it drones on that long.
I just wanted to have 1/10 of his energy. I would feel much better about my stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I've never met anyone that breathes through their gills like that. Because he never took in a breath, you know, the entire time. So I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, oh, I think he has gills. In music, there's a thing called circular breathing.
Or circular breathing.
On your trumpet without taking a deep breath. Yeah.
Had a buddy of mine showed me how that worked, yes.
Yeah. There are too many punchlines to that. I won't use any of them.
He was a trumpet player, Jerry.
I got it. Okay. But I was beginning to feel like maybe David and Bjorn should set up a date or a dinner or something, you know, because they both look very lonely to me. And I think David needs a friend.
It's a tough room.
always has been.
All right. Well, I'm going to go next. I'm going to ask Gail for a little assistance, but you know, it's been a long day for everybody, but I do want to take time to recognize you, Todd. It's been a wonderful run. And you've had an extraordinary run of serving as chair for 4 consecutive years. Fabulous job, chaired through the pandemic, learned how to use GoToMeeting, Zoom, and whatever else we've been doing. I mean, it's
right.
Not what I'm sure you didn't think you signed up for it, but I just want to tell you on behalf of everybody that's here today, as well as those who aren't, it's been much appreciated. And as a testament to your wonderful job, we did get a parting gift for you. I talked to Don Pardo. We've got the home version of the pension board. No, just kidding. As you see on the screen, thank you, Gail, for sharing. This is a commemorative gavel being presented to you in honor of your outstanding leadership as board chair. And it recognizes the four-year period from 2017 to 21. So on behalf of all of us, thank you very much for everything you've done. I wish you well in retirement. You're too damn young to be doing that, but I do wish you well. So Godspeed, and take this gift with all of our good wishes, all of the staff. Gail collaborated on this, of course, with us. And so we are delighted to present you with at least some memento you can keep around to remind you of kind of what you used to do.
Anyway. The nice thing about that too is there is also a virtual sheet cake. there's a little knock at your door. That virtual sheet cake is being brought in by virtual staff members right now. So enjoy every slice, because it's going to be really virtually good.
And we're having a virtual champagne toast for you.
I did set Tom a note, no less.
Yes, yeah. The style champagne virtual, that is.
Tom, we were going to do a standing ovation for you, but we figured the video wouldn't really be appropriate.
Oh, I think the good news about this is three of us are not wearing pants at this moment. So we'll skip the standing O.
Well, thank you so much. That, you know, I swung by the office yesterday and, Christina was nice enough to have it there for me. Yep. and everything. So that was a very, very sweet gesture. I appreciate all those involved, and the sentiment behind it means a lot. So I guess I should give it, obviously, I'll say something if anyone else, are there any other trustee comments before I dive?
I did share comments in writing with Todd, but I'd like to at least echo that I very much enjoyed working with him. I always found him to be a knowledgeable, well-prepared, and passionate member of the CICERA board, and I appreciated all those qualities. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry.
I've got some notes, Todd, from Bjorn here to read, but I'll pass on this.
Boy, we'll have to. Right.
We only have an hour left. There's not time.
Forget about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and blood clots. If we don't move around soon, we're all in danger.
Yes. So, there you go. All right. The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, when I picked this up yesterday, Christina and I talked for a little bit, and I've been actually coming to these meetings for 12 years now. When I promoted to an accountant, it was in the spring of 2009, so we were kind of at the bottom of the depths of the stock market. It was right when we're going through depooling, which most of you know disproportionately affected Central San, as certain staff were telling them, but they were certain that safety was, we were subsidizing safety. But anyway, so I sat through 5 years of meetings and never really gave it much thought of running for the board. I guess partly in the fact that the two general seats had been held for a long time by the same two people, but when I heard that Richard was retiring, I'm not one who runs for boards and wants to be the head of committees or anything. I'm a worker bee. I'm happy if you just bury me in work and leave me to my own devices. But I really thought about it, and I thought, this is actually something where I think I could add value based on my background and, you know, my interests, you know, as a frustrated wannabe actuary, you know, because what little kid didn't want to be an actuary? But all us math majors did. So unless you wanted to be a teacher or something. So anyway, so it just combined all my interests, and I'd already had good experiences as being a person in the crowd. I knew that, you know, staff was extremely friendly and everything. So I thought, what the heck? The worst that can happen is the members say no, and no harm, no foul. But I'm so glad they said yes, because this has been one of the highlights of my career. These 7 years on this board have been incredible. You know, especially in those early years, I was on the losing end of a lot of 5-4 votes that reminded me I'm not quite as persuasive as I thought I was. But that's okay. That's why we have these diverse boards and everything. And what I did appreciate is just the civility of us when we were having these 5-4 votes. I mean, I think one could, you know, take things personally and everything, but I rarely saw it get personal. And I think that's just a tremendous tribute to the people I served with, my fellow trustees. You guys have been great. We've had great debates. I've learned from your guys' comments and questions and everything. I hope a few times it was reciprocated, but I don't really want to mention anyone by name, because then if I leave someone out, I'm going to feel terrible, or if I didn't give them their due. But I can't say enough good things about Cicera's staff. They have been fantastic. The presentations that were given, the support that I've received, and I can only assume you guys have as well, has been outstanding. And like I said, this is a highlight that I won't forget. So thank you. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to staff. Thank you to my fellow trustees. And I've really enjoyed my time. And this is probably one of the few things I'm really going to miss is being on this board, but it's been an honor to serve, and I appreciate having the opportunity. So I'll miss you guys, but hopefully we'll run into each other time to time. And I told Christina, maybe if Paul's in the room, I'll come in, just because, you know, he entertains me and everything. I know. Yeah. I'm a sicko, but that's just how my mind's wired. So thank you all. Thank you for this this plaque, and thank you for all the good times and memories.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo. Enjoy your retirement, my friend.
Thank you. I will. And best of luck to all of you in the future. So unless there's any other trustee
comment. Listen, if you get lonely, uh-huh, I can get you Bjorn's cell phone number.
Yeah. We can do that.
Well, that's when I get committed into a facility, is when I say, yeah, I'll take. Oh, I shouldn't say that. You know, this is a public. He was a very passionate man, and he knows his stuff. And I think we're in good hands in terms of he knows his product. So I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. And plus, you know, he and David are going to be best friends, so I don't want to be a third wheel. All right.
Well, we're going to adjourn in your honor, not your memory, but we're going to adjourn in your honor today, Todd. So Godspeed.
I second that.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it.
All right, Todd. Be well. All right. Thanks, see everybody.
Make sure my pension's there. I need
Thanks
it.
All. Thanks, Gail.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks all.
For today and for all the other days.